Rhubarb.
Hey, everyone stop saying rhubarb. It's disgusting.
I thought it was fruit you didn't like.
No, it's everything.
Hey, Al, are the rumors true? Is the show really ending?
What?
As much as I want to see how long he can do that without taking a breath, I think we need to keep things moving here. If the listeners could see me now, they would see that I'm checking my watch.
You don't have a watch.
No, but I have a surefire way of making you stop doing that so that you can correct me.
Damn you and your constant correctability.
You didn't answer my question.
Yeah.
Is that my only line? Because I have stuff I could be doing.
Not me. I just finished recording the end credits, so I'm out of here. This is my last episode.
Okay, now that is true. Dave, we thank you for over 6 years of diligent service, for your slavish devotion to the vocal arts, for your incredible punctuality. For these reasons, I award you this gold watch.
That's my watch!
And wish you luck as you move on to bigger and better things.
Where's he going?
Heaven.
Ah! Ah! Jesus! Ah!
You couldn't have done this 6 years ago.
No, back then we were on a submarine, and it's dangerous to fire a gun in a submarine.
Al, that bullet you fired pierced the hull after passing through that corpse. This whole station is explosively decompressing at an alarming rate.
Oh, if that were true, there'd be an alarm.
I think you made it worse.
Yeah, you sure did. In fact, according to my calculations...
Oh, you and your calculations. Yeah.
The station will begin listing, then slowly careening toward the upper atmosphere before finally smashing into the Great Lakes region, probably somewhere near Wisconsin.
Can you slowly careen? I always pictured careening as this wildly out of control thing.
Speaking of wildly out of control things, are you going to shut up so we can abandon station?
Bob, how long would you say we had till all that stuff happens?
Probably 20 to 30 minutes. I guess it depends on whether we're doing a Nick and Willigans or not.
Well, I thought we were going to, but now we're down a narrator.
No, you're not. Now it's my turn to shine.
Stop trying to take over for everyone.
What's that, Madam Trashheap? I can only assume that's who you are, because I'm not aware of any other sentient heaps of garbage.
That is it. Pop, hold my David Bowie coat. And my London Dandy hat. And my...
Ah! Dick! Ha! One punch!
Fight!
All right, break it up.
Silence!
The George Lobot!
The same.
You can't tell me what to do, you simulated Buick-driving creep.
Yeah, we're gonna settle this once and for all.
Oh, not if I have anything to say about it.
Hey,
what? Put me... Let go of... Put me down!
Put me down. You can keep holding him.
Now George is gonna separate you boys while Matt and I open the show. We'll deal with you later.
Isn't the station cascading...
Greening.
Right, careening toward the Earth right now?
You never did answer the "is this the last episode" question.
Hey, yeah, you didn't. Is this the last episode, Al?
Well, cast, I'm afraid it is. And as such, we have a lot of character arcs to close, a lot of loose ends to tie up, and a lot of plots to resolve.
But this is a sketch show.
I never said that. Who told you that? This is an intricately plotted, elaborately staged comedy-dramedy with notes of hard-hitting satire.
And a peaty aftertaste.
Stop licking your own peaty. We've got work to do. You got everything under control here?
Yes, the tea is burning.
Good enough. Places, everyone.